NBC News Radio, I'm Brad Siegel. The CDC says no cases of the new Omicron COVID variant have been found in the U.S. so far. Jim Forbes reports.
The new strain was recently identified in South Africa and has been called a variant of concern by the World Health Organization. The CDC said Friday it expects Omicron to be identified quickly if it emerges in this country. The U.S. has imposed travel bans from South Africa and seven other African nations to help keep the variant from spreading. I'm Jim Ford.
Americans spent less money than expected at U.S. shopping centers on Black Friday. The Adobe Digital Economy Index says consumers spent about $6.6 billion, which is about $2 billion less than expected. It's still better than last year, though. MasterCard says Black Friday retail sales were up nearly 30% over 2020. A new detail in the Brian Laundry case is coming to light. Brian Shook reports.
Laundry family attorney Stephen Bertolino told CNN that a handgun was missing the same day Brian was reported missing. The firearm reportedly belonged to Laundry's parents and was noticed when they turned their weapons in to law enforcement. Earlier this week, a medical examiner revealed Laundry died by a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. He disappeared in September after his fiancée, Gabby Petito, was reported missing. Partial remains of Laundry were discovered last month at a nature reserve in Florida. I'm Brian Shook.
Nine victims of the Waukesha parade attacker are still recovering in the hospital. One patient was released yesterday to continue recovery at home, leaving nine juvenile patients still at Children's Wisconsin. Four of those still in the hospital are in serious condition. Six people were killed, more than 60 others injured, when the driver of an SUV plowed through a Christmas parade a week ago in Waukesha. Brad Siegel, NBC News Radio.